Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3. Trying to find this story about Eminem's ex-wife. I had to rush to the hospital after a suicide, but that was like a week ago. I'm not sure. Yeah, I forgot until I was playing the Eminem song and went, oh, that's right. There's something going on with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you got?
They just have video of her being wheeled away, and she was cursing and dropping F-bombs at the EMTs that were taking her out of her house after she tried to commit suicide. So that story happened a while ago where she tried to commit suicide, but they just released the...
what fun. So now we get the
okay,
video of
the
it.
News.
All right.
Of this poor lady in a mental state.
Great.
Going crazy.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Eminem. My name is who? My name is what? Creative Energy brings us this portion of the program. Discover wellness at home. I have. Creative Energy. Visit a Bay Area showroom for special offers on hot springs, spas, endless pools, saunas, and cold plunges. Get started at creativeenergy.com. Make your backyard the oasis. You know it can be creativeenergy.com. Call or text us at 800-400-3697. We have a regular general business email, but the one I want to tell you about today is badadvice973@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Every Friday, right around this time. And I love reading these. I mean, I even got one today I was considering swapping out just as I try to get settled on them by the end of the week. But keep them coming. And if you don't hear yours today, that does not mean I'm not going to get to it at some point. I kind of like to theme them out, see how they go. Earlier this week, we did one out of turn, really. Scott Capurro was in, and we decided to do a bad advice, and it was about bad breath. So this is the original email, because I got kind of a rebuttal from somebody else in the world who has some issues.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, my favorite crew. I have a coworker who I love, who has the worst breath of anyone I've ever smelled in my life. She comes into my office, talks to this. Basically, this person, nobody has told her. She stinks up every room that she's in. And we went off on like, yeah, she never heard of a toothbrush. Someone tell HR, whatever. She says,
both times it's been women.
Hmm.
Or is that the only story? Is this the original story?
This is the original one.
Okay, I was going to
say. But this is also a woman, I believe. Let me see if I can find a name on here. Here's the response
okay.
to our thing, and it is also a woman.
Okay.
Hey, Alice crew, love you and loved the bad advice segment right up until the point where the whole panel decided the office's bad breath coworker is just a filthy animal who's never met a toothbrush. Here's a plot twist. Bad breath isn't always a hygiene report card. Case in point, I get tonsil stones, hardened debris that forms in the pockets of your tonsils and can smell like something died there because biologically something kind of did. Normally, you'd just get your tonsils yanked out and call it a day. I can't. I had a cleft palate repair as a kid, and removing my tonsils now carries a real surgical risk given how that area was reconstructed. So that fix is off the table permanently. I do what I can. Salt water rinses, a water flosser, watching dairy. And most days, it's a non-issue. But tonsil stones don't RSVP. You don't know when they're showing up, I think is what she's saying. Sometimes I don't know one's forming until I'm mid-meeting and it announces itself. At that point, my options are suffer through it or perform tonsil surgery on myself in a supply closet. And only one of those doesn't end in an ambulance. So before your next round of pile-on comedy, thanks for saying we were funny as we were hurting you. Maybe float the idea that a coworker's breath might be a medical situation, not a character flaw. Doesn't mean don't bring them in. Does mean don't assume the person has never heard of a toothbrush. Feel free to read this on the air. I'll wear the tonsil stone bearer title with pride. Just don't use my real name as my coworkers listen to your show.
I'm going to guess tonsil stones, knowing it's her, is careful when she's having that situation.
Yes.
And is,
well,
you know,
it seems like she's aware, right?
Right. I don't know that that's the case with this other person.
Yeah, well, we don't know either of these people. And it did seem like the real problem here was, I don't think we were trying to address the person with a bad breath problem. We were trying to address the person who is subjected to the person's bad breath. And yes, we comedy piled on in a cruel,
I just worry
way.
About anything in the workplace. I,
yes.
You know, when you've whatever career you've built for yourself, it does feel like these days with every HR department being, you know, ready to jump in and sort you out, I would worry that you
they
could
do have opinions.
You could find yourself in trouble. And I don't know that all of my Odyssey learning modules.
Has any of them covered
they've
this?
Never addressed rank breath. Have you guys? Any of the Odyssey training modules ever address how you handle really rank breath in one of your coworkers?
Nope.
I don't know because I haven't done my training. I keep getting email alerts about it.
Oh.
You're missing out. Keep ignoring it. It's like taxes. You don't have to do them if you don't want to.
No, they're super fun, man.
Yeah. You know, to me, that falls into like this whole category of hygiene where it's really hard to dictate that to other people. Like everything from you have terrible BO to you're wearing too much perfume, to your breath smells, to you need to wash all the things, your feet stink, whatever it is. Like if something is about your person is offending others, there is no simple way to lay that out for that person without being either hurtful or reported to HR.
I honestly feel like this is a youthful mistake more than one that a grown up would encounter. I know for a fact, as a young person, everyone I'm looking at has more than one time shown up to work after a long late night with stamps all over your hands,
yep.
Maybe 5 minutes of sleep, a pass through a shower, if you were lucky, but no soap was touched, like just water right through the out the door. That's kid stuff, you know. And I know that other kids would be like, "Oh Jesus, dude, you smell like a brewery."
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I was passed out on the floor.
I had
everyone.
So much fun last night. Yeah. It was so great.
Slept in a vat of beer. It was great.
Yeah. I mean, those are your, right? Those are your, like,
right. I'm
days.
Talking the chronic
right.
person who
grown
keeps
up
showing
person,
up.
Right. It's totally different. It's
I
very
know.
Strange.
It's really, I think it's incredibly difficult because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, but you also don't want to be experiencing that every day. And it's disrupting everybody's work day.
I've come to the conclusion that the person who wrote us should just avoid the bad breath lady at all costs.
It's tough. It's a coworker.
Yeah, but
they clearly have interactions. I don't know what to say about it.
Less interactions. That's all you can do. I'm not saying something. I'm not. I'm going to just avoid getting into that office. But let's keep a door open. HR says doors should be open in
and
offices.
And fans should be on. And
I don't know.
Banaka should be. I feel like
we're doing it again though. The person
who
wrote in is like they're doing it again.
No, we're not doing it. I'm actually thinking about her about what she's saying about like isn't it even less okay to approach someone about some medical problem that they might have?
I'll give you an example of something that happened to me.
Okay.
I don't know for sure because it happened while I was asleep. I think a spider bit me. Do you remember when my eye swole
up? I do, yeah.
And I came in with sunglasses on because I was like, when you know when something's wrong with your eye, people, their eyes water looking at your eye. I knew that, and I didn't want to do that to anyone. I wanted to just not even come to work, but you have to live.
Mm.
But, you know, when you have an eye thing, I have an old neighbor who always had eye things, and he'd be like, don't look at me.
Right. Don't look above my nose. I got a sty over here.
And it's like one of those things. As soon as you look at him, your eyes start watering because his are.
Right.
What is my point?
I don't know.
My point is I try to take care of the things that are happening to me, whether it's a medical issue or a thing. I do the best I can to not have it affect my coworkers.
Right.
And you'd like to think this person's trying their hardest too.
Right. They may be aware that they have halitosis and because of a medical situation, I might be working on it. So maybe the answer is just don't say anything. And that's a good answer because nobody has the balls to do it anyway.
And
no one ever tells anyone nicely.
I'm also going to bring Maddie to every meeting I have to take with the person who's got the rank breath.
Why is that?
Because I just want someone in there with me.
In case you pass out.
Oh,
be a buffer.
Yeah. Meeting. Let me get Maddie. No, we don't need him. No,
no, I need him. He's my person.
Woo! Do you ever clean your breath?
Maddie just fixed everything.
It's all set then. All right. So there's just kind of a backup to the one that we did earlier this week.
Sorry for your tonsil.
I know.
What is it called?
Tonsil stone. Was there a specific thing to it?
Tonsil stones.
Yeah.
I had my tonsils out twice. That is actually one of those
things. They grew back.
They didn't get it all. They grew back. I had to go back and get them cut out again.
Wow.
So are those the things that, like, I've heard them called, like, throat pearls? Is that?
No, I'm going to go with yes.
A throat pearl is a loogie.
No, no.
What?
A throat pearl is like a little grain of sand that got stuck in your throat and got coated with plaque and then, you know.
And what's the next bad advice?
Okay.
Well done, Bob. Mm. The grown-up in the room is the youngest person here.
Thank God for her. Thank dog.
I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here forever.
Liar. No, that's a good sign. I mean, I like it.
Feels like commitment.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. I need some bad advice. I feel this person. Shopping at my go-to grocery store right next to my house is so awkward and anxiety producing that I don't know if I can keep going there. Here's the sitch. A guy who stocks the shelves started being extra friendly when I was pregnant with my first child a few years ago. He would stop what he was doing and engage me in a conversation every time I was in his aisle. He'd ask about my pregnancy, and as time passed, he'd ask about my baby, and I'd ask how his kids were doing to be polite. One day, he told me he was separated from his wife, and my heart sunk. What once felt like friendly banter now felt kind of like he was hitting on me in front of my baby. The next time I went, he started initiating hugs with me. Maybe he was just sad and needed a friend, but I'm a customer and I'm not his friend. And this hug thing got out of control. I'm talking like every time he saw me, he'd stop what he was doing and put out his arms for a hug as I walked down the aisle. One time I avoided his aisle, and as I was checking out, he told the checker to leave so he could ring me up, which is quite literally not his job and never has been. After that, I stopped going there as much and started getting my groceries delivered. But I still have to go there sometimes because it's the grocery store next to my house and I have a toddler who needs endless amounts of cheese and yogurt. I went today and completely avoided the cheese and yogurt aisle because he was in it stocking the shelves. That was what she needed and she couldn't go in there. My husband used to think it was kind of funny, but now when I come home missing half the groceries, he's starting to get a little annoyed because it's affecting our daily routine in life. How do I deal with this besides completely avoiding that store? Help, I'm also pregnant with my second, so I'll be on maternity leave soon, and I'm sure I'll be walking to the store with my new baby all the time. Ugh.
Oh, man, this is worst case scenario. Like, to be driven to having to stay in your house because someone's making you uncomfortable in your regular life.
Ugh. I have a question before we get to the answer portion of the program. I just have a question because this is very... It feels very like a problem that women have with men who don't understand that hugs in the grocery store aisles are inappropriate. But why didn't she, when the first arms came out the first time, whoa.
Because it's ingrained in us to be polite. That is the only thing I can think of, because that's exactly what I thought. Things progress in micro jumps. And I'm not saying this guy planned this out, but this is what happens to women. We're not going to be rude to your face just because we don't want to talk to you. Somebody in the supermarket is friendly. We smile and we're friendly back. I'm saying women, but this is men too. We are nice to each other without realizing what we might be opening the door to. Because 99% of the time, you're not opening the door to that. People know what the boundaries are and aren't creeping on you, and you're going to be fine. But this is a guy who's just in micro escalations, mm-hmm. taking it to a point where she is now, she's writing to us because she feels trapped in her apartment. I feel like you got to move. But
I know.
But for other people, I feel like you got him. Or I don't want to get this guy fired. Like, I feel bad for him too. He clearly does not know what the rules are and has way overstepped. I mean, I wonder if she's the only person that he does this to. If he's like fixated on her, or if he makes all these other women uncomfortable as well.
I bet he makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
could she go to... I don't want her reporting him. I just don't know. I feel like...
I think that you're so right. I think he's taken a little bit more at a time. And I'm going to give him a huge benefit of the doubt. I don't think he's evil. I don't think he is having creepy thoughts necessarily, but he's probably lonely. He doesn't have great social skills. He probably doesn't get a lot of interaction, especially with delightful women. And so he's not... He doesn't know that he's making her uncomfortable. Right. I'm going to guess.
Right. So does she go in and say, you're making me uncomfortable. You're a very nice person, but I really want to shop here without worrying about you're going to be touching me.
Yes. I think she should. And if but now she's it's honest, crunchy. If she's every honest time? And nice with him, it might help him in other scenarios too. It's sometimes we do people a disservice by not telling them the truth.
Yes, that is true. So the hard answer is you go in there. You shop as usual. When he goes to touch you, you say, I am a stranger to you. Please do not touch me. We have crossed lines. You have crossed lines. How does she spell this out?
I don't even think it has to be so, you know, aggressive, I guess is the word. She could just say, oh, you know, I'm more comfortable. I'm not comfortable with a hug today. Thank you.
Any day.
And then if he continues to try, the days. Then she could, yeah. She can say, oh, I like when we just say hi.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like, I don't, it sounds know. Patronizing, I
know,
guess.
But we're also but continuing the scourge of politeness.
We got a lot of texts in that say she should bring her husband to the grocery store with her and maybe he should have a conversation with you.
Yeah. Keep your hands off my wife, dude.
What's wrong with going to the manager and saying, you know, I don't want to make a big
because
stink
if
about
he
this.
He has initiated the hugs and you've accepted them every time, then in his brain, he's getting positive reinforcement on his actions.
Right.
You have not done anything that he is able to perceive because he probably is not picking up on your micro expressions that you're uncomfortable. You have not done anything that he has perceived as no.
So no needs to start.
The reason I asked that is because, number one, I've watched this happen to you. I've watched, and I'm talking to Sarah now, I've watched men in business lean in and kiss you or go for the hug. And I sit there and I think, that person didn't try to hug me. It's a man-woman thing, right?
Yeah.
And I know, like, for example, in the grocery store, that guy reaches out. I hold his chest away from me and we are not huggers.
Mm.
We're not. Right here. This ends here. I don't hug you. Now, there are people I do hug. I hug our listeners all the time. I hug our coworkers when they want to.
Yep.
But I'm not a person who goes in for that stuff. I'm often, it's a scenario that I'm either comfortable with or, why are you hugging me, dude?
Right.
Like, back off.
This is interesting. 415 Safeway had to back up its policy of all employees having to smile at customers because too many women were getting hit on by male customers.
By male workers.
They were being told to be friendly.
They were being told. Told to be friendly. And then after a while, the female employees came back and said, listen, if we're a little bit friendly, guys will take it a while.
It opens the door, right.
John always says that. He's like, you are too friendly. You cannot touch someone. If you touch someone, that dude thinks you want to do him. I'm like, you're crazy. That's stupid. You know, and he's like, just watch what happens. You put your hand on, oh my God, that's so funny. Put your hand on a shoulder, put your hand on an arm. Now that dude's like, oh, she wants me. She wants me. That's it.
Well,
I'm going to try and get her.
That is one of those things that's out there. Like, you could probably do a search right now on signals that means a girl likes you and she touches you a lot when she talks to you is probably on the list.
Yes.
So I don't doubt that some dude who, you know, sees that article and thinks, oh,
she's so friendly. She's flirting
with
me.
She keeps touching my arm.
Yeah.
Oh, now she touched my bicep. She's up my arm a little bit. Oh, now my shoulder. Hey. Like, I can see how a
person... Well, that is awfully touchy.
I am just saying, I can see how a person who's read an article like that, who might not be that savvy and is trying to learn, sees that and thinks, oh, Sarah keeps touching me. She must like me. Even though John's on the other side of her.
Going, stop touching that guy. What's the matter with you?
See, that's why I'm like, it's really hard for a single guy to try to meet somebody out in the wild.
To know what
to
do, right?
Because I'm not about to, like, somebody smiles at me. That doesn't, I don't want to be the creepy guy that's like, oh, you smell to me. You must like me. A couple of suggestions and things from our listeners. 707, work at a grocery store. Totally against the rules for this kind of behavior. Fireable offense. Like, you're not supposed to hug.
Okay, so
customer.
Here's now. Now we got this guy who's a little off the rails anyway. In my opinion, this all just feels like an escalation that is like abnormal. This is not how interactions with employees at stores should go.
Married. Like, she's married, right?
She's married.
Got a ring,
he
she's
was
got
married
kids.
As well. Right. One day he told me he was separated from his wife. Yeah, rings, kids, more kids. Like, this is not
this
going
guy's
normally.
I'm afraid
he gets fired. She lives right next door. He somehow knows that. Maybe he's followed her before.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. I don't like
that.
This.
It's getting too out of hand. But I do think that it's one of those situations where she is giving him more than enough signals to not do this. Mm. So she has a right to defend her space, right?
Yes.
So it's really a matter of how she's going to handle it. Bringing the husband in, he doesn't have to say anything. He can just be there, and hopefully that will be the thing that changes the way this guy reacts to her. I actually think that's not a bad effort.
That's
for
not
the
bad.
First try.
Yes.
Somebody was saying that you bring your husband in, and if he doesn't hug you when the husband's there, then his intentions
then you know.
Are not great. And, you know, then I think you would feel comfortable going to the manager and saying, yeah, you can ask
because,
this guy to stop doing this.
One of the easiest solutions, and I hate to say this because you don't want to have to do it, but I go to 5 different grocery stores all the time. Mm. Like, I don't know where she lives, but I bet there's another one not far off.
If she shouldn't have to do that.
She shouldn't have to.
You're right. But
that's not the answer.
This situation, I get it. But is she going to be willing, like, is the husband even going to be willing to go in and go down the aisle with this guy? And then what if he's not there that day? Oh, we got to do this another mission another day.
Well, he should be able to do whatever it takes to find a comfortable situation for his wife.
I understand what
if you're
saying.
If you write us about your rotten husband, we'll also, you know, be on your side. Yeah, this is, going back to what you said about if he doesn't hug you when the husband's there, it's telling. I even think it's telling if he does hug you when the husband, like, I'm convinced that this guy he's going to just be like, I'm going to hug her. That's what I do. It doesn't matter. And I know she likes me, so I'm going to offer her the friendly hug that we always do.
There are just so many people who don't have good social skills, and I feel so much sympathy for them because I have family members who are on the spectrum and just literally can't read the expression
cannot
on
read
your
a
face.
Room, right.
They don't know what we know so obviously. And so I think I would first at least try giving a polite little no nudge verbally.
Okay.
And more directly.
So that's the first start. He
that's
comes in for
opinion.
The hug and you say, I'm not going to hug you. I don't want no thank you. No
right.
thanks. No hugs. No more hugs.
Could you even say, listen, I may have made a mistake and led you on, but I want to stop this here. You work at my grocery store and I'm a shopper at the grocery store. We don't hug. Does that sound beyond rude or
no,
is that fair?
It's a little bit rough. I think that is fair. That would be really hard for me to say. That would be very hard for me to say. I feel like, and it also makes it seem like I am participating in this. I feel like just a simple no, you got to start there. It's really hard. And then no is a complete sentence, not no. Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope that this doesn't hurt your feelings. No, just no thanks.
No, I'm okay.
No, no hug. No hug. That's you've got to stop it there and then go on with your thing. I know I'm so worried about everyone's feelings in all of this. Why do I care?
Well, I think that it's one of those mistakes a lot of us make. You don't nip it right there.
Right.
And then you find yourself like with this in
a growing problem.
Yeah, in a situation where you go
out of politeness, you don't nip it.
That's why I asked that to you, though, because I would have absolutely been like, bro, what are you doing?
Right.
Right.
Back up.
But you probably would have been like, no, long before that
the
happened.
First hug.
I mean, like, they had graduated to the hugs, but like, it starts with the little questions and the little ha ha ha's, and they're chatting about kids and they're, you know, he's working that end of it and she's being polite and not just cutting off the conversation. Like, that's what needs to happen.
It
feels rude, but there's... He's being rude. He's being the one who's being rude.
Well, here's
no more questions.
From the standpoint of a guy who's in some grocery, like I've worked grocery. I was a kid, but I've worked. It's mind-numbingly boring, like so boring. I mean, it sounds like he's a
stalker or something.
You know, and you face the shelves, so you turn all the the logos out. Stalks the shelves,
yeah.
You do all that stuff. It's beyond boring. Often people who love it are people who are kind of on the antisocial side and prefer to, I don't have to deal with customers. I'm just going to get this thing.
I'm facing all those things, right?
Walk away from this shelf and it's going to look perfect and I didn't have to talk to anybody. Mm. Like that's, some people go for that job for that reason. This guy's probably desperate for attention, right?
Probably. And Jess is not picking up what she's putting down.
And one more from grocery store folks have been chiming in. I worked at this grocery store from the 925 for 17 years in management. We had a guy who we found out was making female customers uncomfortable with hugs. She probably isn't alone and should tell somebody.
Mm.
That's my thing, is I have a feeling this is not isolated with this dude. And like if you went to a manager and said, your employee's making me uncomfortable with these hugs. Can you talk to them?
Yeah.
Like what harm is that? I mean, you're not going to get the guy in, fired probably, but.
Most grocery stores are union. So he probably has protections in place, at least for the first warning.
But he could be told you cannot hug any of our customers.
Right.
Yeah. And that's exactly.
You should not be engaging them in conversation. If they ask you a question about produce or the thing you're stocking, answer. Other than that, nah.
So you go to the front of the store, find the manager, and then you say, listen, I want to shop here.
Yeah.
And there's one of your employees is constantly making me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, because we also got some texts in. It's like, if you do say something to him, you don't know how he's going to respond either. Like he could be a bit of a psycho and like, have a really bad and they'll be even more uncomfortable in the grocery store. I mean, that's what bosses are for there.
Mm. I'm really worried. Please let us know what you decide and let us know how it goes. We like feedback. I have one more.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you want to play? Want to do the break first?
No.
We'll take the break and then.
Oh, you want to take the break? Let's take the break.
Let's take the break and we'll come back with one more.
All right.
Let me tease you with the next one. It's about sex.
Oh,
and it's kind of crazy.
Okay, good.
So stick with us through this and we'll do more. Rockstar. Rockstar. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This time tomorrow, we'll be right here. Saturday morning special, our best of the week, Saturdays. 6 to 10 a.m. on Alice 973. Vinny, I know you have a sponsor here, but we're going to do another bad advice.
By the way, we are on fire with bad advice right now. Like, it's been fun. Like, we're talking.
We talked the whole break about that situation.
That last situation. Yeah. This portion of the bad advice segment for today is brought to you by our promotion director, Danae's marathon run this coming weekend. She is great. Join Alice 97.3 at the San Francisco Marathon on July 26th. This is our promotion director, Danae's first ever full marathon. She's going to be decked out in Alice branded gear, so you won't be able to miss her. She's been training. She's been posting. And it's finally here. The run is happening this Sunday. If you want to support Danae's run, you can donate to her cause, the SF Marin Food Bank, via RadioAlice.com. Go to the events page.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Bad advice, a segment we normally just do from, say, 7 to 7:30. We have one more.
Okay.
This is the one I kind of wanted to get to. And although they've all been good today. It's been fun.
It's funny. We went back and forth the whole break about the grocery store situation.
I know. It's crazy. I can't. Please, 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 lady who wrote that in, tell us what happens. What do you decide to do? Do it. What happened? Tell us everything. I love hearing what happens. It's like not getting to hear the end, you know? Don't leave us hanging. All right. Bad advice, 973@gmail.com. Anytime you've got any kind of problem, this is an interesting one. And sometimes I feel like I'm getting tricked into saying dirty words.
Oh boy.
And talking about sex. And this is one of those times. I think I might be. This is from, let's call him P.
Okay.
That's right. That's the first letter of his name. Hey, Sarah. Am I a terrible person? I'm living with a horrible secret that I don't know what to do with. A few weeks ago, I went out to an art and wine festival, had a few too many drinks. As I went to dinner with my fiance and her friends, we decided to partake in a few party favors.
What does that mean?
That usually means like Coke. But it doesn't really sound like that's what he's talking about.
Could be Molly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. They were going where?
Yeah.
What? Where were they going?
They went to dinner after they went to the art and wine festival, have a few too many drinks. Then they go out to dinner with his fiance and her friends. And it says here they decided to partake in a few party favors. So it could be like a Molly or a
MDA.
Yeah.
Or Coke.
It could be Coke, though. I wouldn't be like super horny afterward. I'd be like just too busy talking to you about stuff. Mm. But when people take ecstasy, like it can be on. Like, oh, yeah.
I've never done that. I don't know that.
Well, I haven't done it either, but I hear. That's the review of it.
All of those will work to get you excited.
Anyway, my fiance, this is back to this guy.
Yeah.
My fiance's best friend started rubbing my leg under the table, and I knew it was trouble. We all went back to my house, and I soon realized that my fiance and her friend were initiating a threesome. Think of everything that could be done beyond the full-on deed. Australia.
Yeah.
This is happening. Just to be clear, because I'm not. Two dudes, one lady.
No. This is one dude, two ladies.
Okay.
Yes. His fiance and her best friend.
Okay.
So writing, the guy is writing, two girls.
Got it.
And he goes on to try to make me say dirty words. Me doing my fiance while she is... Okay, all right, there's a whole thing. The only rule was...
They have a glorious three-way.
They have a glorious three-way.
Okay.
All the stuff is getting done, except for one thing.
Is it where they sit?
No.
Oh. That's what I thought,
I don't
too.
Even know if that... No, no sex with a friend.
Oh.
The fiance has laid down the one rule is you cannot bang my best friend.
Okay.
Okay.
But you can do all of the other stuff.
All right.
That you want to.
This is before their fiance, so they're not even married
no,
yet.
No, they're not married. They're together.
All right.
They're having a glorious three-way.
All right. Fun.
And the one rule was you cannot bone my best friend.
Okay.
And then the fiance passes out.
The guy.
No.
No, the girl.
The girl.
Oh, no.
The woman passes out. And while trying to behave, I'm reading now. P says.
Oh!
Sorry. What are you going to do?
It's a very popular name. Who knows?
It is. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
While trying to behave, her friend started massaging me, both of us naked, and she whispers, I have a condom. And we go to the other room and have sex all night long. Now I feel so guilty and I have no idea what to do. I see this chick frequently. My girl has no idea. Please help. I feel so guilty.
So this is from the guy who has the fiance and okay.
Then the fiance falls asleep.
His fiance falls
asleep. One rule is don't bang her.
Oh man.
Put it in the vault, dude. Just put it in the vault. It happened. You're not going to make anybody happy by telling that. That's.
I hate to say it. I agree with you.
Oh man!
I think sometimes when you admit something, it clears your conscience
yep.
and dumps this thing on somebody else, and mm-hmm. now they look at you in a completely different light.
I mean, if they were still doing it, you know, that's a problem. But
yeah, if
this sounds like a wild
it,
night of, you know, things. You know, it wasn't that a crazy night.
Oh man!
I
oh,
hate
man.
To advise someone that, but I think you're both right in that this situation went too far. But it should.
You guys were all messed up. It was a
continuation of alcohol involved. It wasn't a normal thing that you would have gone for. She certainly tempted you into it, but you should have said no, and you didn't. I'm surprised, actually, that at that point, after having already done a glorious three-way.
They're young people.
Okay. Sure, it has to be. What are you, nuts?
Like, yeah, I'm all set.
I'm good. I already did that tonight.
Yeah. I have a condom.
Oh.
Okay, Bob, I see you over there cringing and crying.
Oh.
Are you going to say he should go to his fiance and tattle on the
Before
best friend?
Before you answer this, here's why I think here's the only reason I think you should tell your fiance. If you think that best friend might tell the fiance. You need to be the one who tells. That's the only scenario
I
can see.
Oh man, this is horrible.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so this is just a question. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
So you're the guy in the scenario and you have absolutely broken the one GD rule your fiance gave you was don't breach the hull over here. And then you went and did that. And now you're sitting there and you say to yourself, let me go get the best friend to swear on her mom's life she'll never talk. And is that wrong too?
That is wrong too, because you're going to wind up banging her again. So, because you have no self-control.
Well,
you
lose it's never her. The crime, it's the cover up. So yes. Deciding to go to the best
yes.
friend and make a pact, that takes it to a whole new level.
But I agree. This is, you're okay. just digging a deeper
but
grave.
But hold on, let me just ask you, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate, okay? You're talking about the fiance who's been cheated on now. You're talking about her best friend and her fiance, the two closest people to her that care most about her. They can't make a pact to never talk?
They can, but that is going to blow up in their faces. How about this? What about this? What if
I'm going to throw up. This
he
sucks.
Goes to her and says, I've thought about this. I've turned it upside down. I had my radio show. People tell me what to do. I feel like we should go together contritely and say, the other night when you passed out, we have to admit to you, it meant nothing. We're not doing it again. You know, whatever you got to say. I mean, clearly this is
No.
I think he should tell her. Mm-hmm.
She'll never unsee that. She'll never not think that.
But
for the
they already
you're
did so much
up
together.
The relationship with her best friend.
I know. I actually don't think so. If the best friend, if they already consented to doing the
that's what
the
I'm saying.
She was into it. They had a great time. Then she fell asleep. Finding out later that they hooked up, I think, is worse. I think if he comes to her, you know, crying and like, it went too far. I'm so sorry. I had a great time. But like, we never have to do this again. This was my first experience in this. Like, I totally messed up. I don't know. I think being honest is better.
There's an expression, forgiven but not forgotten. And she might forgive him, but it will never be forgotten. And it's going to be uncomfortable with the best friend. And it's not worth it.
But the best friend wanted to have sex with him. That was her plan all along.
I feel like the only way to save all the relationships in the triangle
is to lie forever.
Yeah.
Well, that is one way. But I'm telling you, it's going to get found out. The drunken best friend is going to say, yeah, I boned your now husband. You just don't want that to happen. I think the two of them need to go to her and say, it was a crazy night. We're here to apologize to you. We did this thing.
Okay. Well, hold on, though. Let me just ask you this. So now you're in front of the fiance.
Yes.
The best friend and the husband-to-be are in front of the fiance.
Yes.
Do you come up with a milder story of what happened? Or do you go in with, the whole rest of the night?
No.
Milder story.
We only broke it off because we heard you rustle in the other room with your morning in bed bowl of cereal. Like, whatever it is, the thing that, like... So you don't tell the truth, is what you're saying.
You tell a milder version.
You don't give a blow by
What
blood
if
low.
She says,
you
say, tell me.
Then you tell her.
Exactly.
You're already too far down
what
the road.
What happened?
Oh, okay, maybe you do need to go to the best friend and be like, I'm feeling guilty. I'm thinking about telling her, what do you think about that? And maybe she'll be like, no, let's put it in the vault. And then you can be like, okay, we'll put it in the vault.
You want some listener feedback?
The effing vault is not where you put it.
Goodness.
I don't know, man.
Here's one blaming the victim. It's the fiancé's fault. She agreed to do this, and what the hell did she think would happen? Although his relationship is doomed because he has to tell her, ugh.
Yeah.
She didn't take enough. That's what happened. Ian should have re-upped
her. If she waits, if he does not tell this woman, the friend is going to eventually.
Why do you think that?
Why would the friend tell her?
Because they're going to be drunk together, and she's going to be like, oh, you know, let's hook up for this person or that person.
It's hard to know.
It is hard to know.
What her intentions are.
This is a chick who will do a three-way.
She seduced them into the three-way.
And she did show up with a condom. Well, maybe she just carries one around.
Sure, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Look, this is because there's a third person that is known. He sees her all the time.
That's
this is
part
a
of
problem.
The problem is it's the best friend, which means the best friend will probably be on the stage at the wedding.
Saying, yeah. I got to tell you guys this one thing.
I just mean that that's the amount of interaction the fiance, the guy, and the best friend are going to have. It'll go on forever. Hopefully they can just be like, you know what? That happened one time. We're not going to do that again. I'm married. You, this is your best friend. We're going to keep our hands off each other forevermore.
I don't like it, man.
What do you mean you don't like it?
I just feel like.
What do you do then?
Somebody gets mad and I go get the person, get the best friend and say, I stand before you today swearing that more happened than I wanted to, and we have agreed we will not do it again. We love you too much. Oh man, this thing is doomed.
It's
not doomed.
The cheating on fiance goes, you're a we now? You two are a we.
You two got together to come tell me. Like, yeah, exactly.
Whoever doesn't tell her first is on the outs. If he says, I boned your best friend, now the best friend who didn't tell her is on the outs. If the best friend says to her, I banged your fiance, now the fiance who didn't come and tell her, you have to tell her because there's this other person that you see all the time involved.
Don't you think that both people feel sufficiently wrong and will be able to just shut the bleep up?
Maybe. If only we could trust other humans.
415, there isn't saving a relationship in this scenario. Even if they keep it secret, every time they are together, it's going to be bad.
I don't think it was ruined
from the time that the three-way got introduced.
I don't think it's ruined. I don't think every time they see each other, it's going to be something crazy because they did all do stuff together. Like she knows that they've hooked up, you know? So it's not like they were secretly having an affair.
One time. There was
I'm sorry, P. I'm so sorry.
It's a hard situation. One time there was a friend of my wife's in a spot in the house that I couldn't see her. And I went to the bathroom in an area where she may or may not have seen me go to the bathroom, but I didn't know she was there. And then after the fact.
And we're talking like sit down, hang out for a while.
I went to the bathroom. I thought I was alone. Yeah. I thought I was alone. I was getting ready. I was
going
to go surfing.
Okay.
Gotcha.
The point is. Later, I found out she may or may not have seen or heard things happen. Mm-hmm. It's damaging to the friendship. Mm-hmm. I see her and it comes up, or I see, like, it's a whole thing. Like, I don't know how those two will see each other for the rest of their lives without always thinking about the thing.
Yeah.
And this was like nothing compared to doing each other all night while the fiance's asleep in the other
room. I also really do not trust this. Well, listen, P, you're also not trustworthy. You know that she said you will do this, but you can't do the full on deed.
She gave you a rule.
She gave you a rule, and you went, oh, I'm so horny though. I also don't trust this best friend. Like, the only way is to both go. I think the only way is to both go together and just admit it.
415. Is the best friend the one he should actually marry? I dump my fiance for her bestie. Happily ever after. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
It's a possibility. You should think about that. Would you rather be with her?
510, the cat's out of the bag. The couple is listening in the car right now. It's over.
No.
Well, it did just say
Oh,
the
my
guy's
God.
Name.
I really hope not. I hope he doesn't listen to this show with her.
I'm sure. There's no way.
I mean, it's such a specific incident that anybody involved in this knows we're talking about it right now.
I think the answer is the two of you just shut that forevermore.
I don't trust either one of them to do that, but you know what? You're right.
Well, you
I'm
know,
not right. I don't know no, if I'm
that,
right.
That
I
just, would be if we could agree that everyone was going to do it and they actually stuck to it. That is the answer.
And if they don't start something, like if they don't, you know, secretly hook up again and this turns into an affair and it really was just a one-time thing, I guess you're entitled to your secrets.
I would like to say this. I have said this 4 years and you can back me up here. The three-way is the first step to the end of the relationship.
That's, you know what's so weird is they haven't even gotten married yet and they're already having three ways.
Because I
know
that that's like, and they're gonna have more. I'm sure that this isn't like, oh, let's do this before we get married. No, these are people who are open to that, but she's got this one rule. Like, I feel like this is doomed no matter how you slice
it. No, it's not doomed.
Okay. Tell me why.
Because he's listening and I don't want him to think his life's doomed.
No, your life is doomed. You're with the wrong woman, obviously.
Sorry, P.
Sorry, P.
Oh, and we're late.
Oh, how can we be late? How does this stuff happen? KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Quick break. And when we come back, I'm sure I probably have something. It's still
tons
me,
trash,
right?
I'm okay. Sure, so, yeah.
Maybe some good advice.
Okay.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God. That's brilliant. We got to do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.